out the Lammas tide, and the Muirmen went away. The doughty Douglas bound him right into England to drive a prey. He chose the gardens and the grounds, the Lindsay's light and gay. But the Jardins would now weigh him right, and they rue it to this day. That they had burned all the dales of Tyne and parts of Bamborshire. Three tall towers on reeds wire bells, they left them all on fire. They marched on up to Newcastle and laid it round about, saying, "War's the lord o' this castle, and war's the lady o't." Then up bespoke proud Percy Gap, and oh, but he spake high, "I'm the lord o' this castle, and my wife's the lady gay. If thou'rt the lord o' this castle, same will it pleases me. For ere I cross the border fells, the ain't a wasp-shay." So he took a lang spear in his hand, showed way the metal free. For to meet the Douglas there, he rayed right furiously. But oh, how pale his lady looks, grey off yon castle wall. When down before the Scottish spear, she saw proud Percy fall. Now it fell about the Lammas tide, and the Muirmen went her in. The doughty Douglas bound him right into England to drive a prey. He chose the gardens and the grounds, the Lindsay's light and gay. But the Jardins would not weigh him right,